In this session, I'm going to talk about programming your subconscious mind with visualization or imagineering. What is the technique to do this? There's basically six steps to the imagineering slash visualization technique. Number one, establish what personal goals you would like to achieve or behavioral traits you would like to possess. Number two, write out a few paragraphs to serve as the imagineering sequence. Some people prefer to use vision boards and make a poster with pictures, drawings, or images of the goals that they'd like to achieve with a few statements listed below them, and then place this vision board where they can see it on a daily basis. At any rate, the vision board will serve as a trigger so that you can move through the rest of the steps. Step number three is select a word to serve as a memory trigger or the visual picture on a vision board to be your memory trigger. Number four, relax, close your eyes, and live out the imagined experience in your mind. Number five, allow strong positive emotions to fill your body and mind during the entire imagineering sequence. And number six, repeat this procedure at least 2 to 3 times per day, preferably early morning before you get out of bed, noon after lunch, and especially in the evening, right before you go to sleep. It's a simple technique, but it has a lot of power. Imagineering or visualization enables you to program goals into your subconscious mind, as well as increase desire, belief, and faith in your ability to achieve those goals. I'd like to give you some examples of verbal imagineering sequences. And as I go through a few of these examples, I want you to see or hear and try and feel how I've incorporated words which will stimulate multiples of your five senses. The first one is being the president of your own company. A trigger word could be president. The imagineering or visualization sequence might go something like this. You're driving to your office in your brand new blue Mercedes. You feel the soft gray leather on your back and legs as the seat completely envelops your body. It has the classic new leather smell. You notice a few passers-by on the street taking second glances at you, admiring the car. As you pull up to your factory, the workers are putting the finishing touches on the red neon sign bearing your name, J. Smith & Sons. You get out of your car, open the glass and brass door of the building. The receptionist so politely says, "Good morning, Mr. Smith," with a big smile. You greet her kindly, but hurry to the elevator and push the third floor button. You glide on up. As the doors open, you see at the end of the hallway the shimmering nameplate on your door. You walk down the richly carpeted hallway with an air of success. This is an example of an imagineered sequence. Goal number two. Owning a summer home in Maine. Trigger word could be A-frame. Imagineered sequence. You're driving your 4x4 up the winding mountain road. The buds are just greening up on the trees from a long, hard winter. Just as you crest the top of the hill, the beautiful cedar A-frame comes into view. You notice the huge front triangular window reflecting the rich blue sky and puffy white clouds. You step out of your car and smell the fresh pine air while walking up the redwood sidewalk to the door. You see that the realtor is inside with the others getting all the paperwork for the closing in order. You walk in and slip your coat off. The thick gray carpet feels cool on your feet. You stride into the living room, being careful not to trip as you enter the expansive sunken room. A fire is crackling away in the green Italian marble fireplace. The strong aroma of hickory smoke fills the air. You shake hands with everyone, sit down, and sip a cup of cinnamon cider. After the introductory remarks, you begin signing all of the papers and complete all the papers, and you say, "Thank you. This feels great to own this home." Another example of Imagineered experience: getting an A+ in chemistry class. Trigger, A+. The shiny purple and gold chemistry book is on the desk in front of you. You pick it up and feel its smooth glass-like cover. You have an inner sense of curiosity and desire to understand the chemical principles contained within it. As you read each chapter, you underline points and concepts that stand out in your mind. Perhaps you have supplemental information that you can get from the internet, or perhaps some of the book is electronic and you can read ebook sections of it. Anything you don't understand, you try and get help with. As you read on your computer and perhaps hard copy, the information fascinates you. During class, you detect no other sounds but pay close attention to what the teacher says and instructs you to do. Somehow you are acutely in tune with chemical principles from what you've read and what you learn from the teacher. It seems to now excite you instead of being so difficult and hard. As you work on your homework, you talk with others who may have more information than you have. You try and brainstorm and come up with solutions and ask the teacher questions and ask for help. A week before each test, you review your class notes, homework, and get any questions answered by the teacher before you take the test. As each test time approaches, you feel increasingly relaxed because you know the material and have learned all the material, studied the material, and had all your questions answered. Each test is actually somewhat fun. You think carefully before answering the questions in a relaxed manner. When the semester is finished, there it is, A+. You have a strong sense of accomplishment, not so much for the A+ itself, but for the knowledge that you gained about chemistry. A warmth rushes over your body. You feel happy and a sense of achievement. In these examples, notice how there were elements included to stimulate most of your five senses: sight, sound, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. In Imagineering Goals, you simply create in your own imagination the experience of the goal. If your goal were to become a millionaire, you might create an Imagineering sequence that would answer many of these questions. What will you look like? What will you wear? Where will you live? What will you own? What people will be in your life? What will you eat? Where will you go? How will you get there? How will people react to you? How will you talk? How will you feel? On and on. The Imagineering technique is basically to experience in your mind as vividly and completely as you can, with full sensory stimulation and strong positive emotion, the end result of your goal. Remember, without strong positive emotional charging, there is no impact on the subconscious mental core. Imagineering uses the power of synthetic experience charged with strong positive emotion. Imagineered experiences are quickly internalized into the subconscious mind and become part of the mental core programming, where they will guide and direct your thoughts and actions automatically. This may all sound quite simple, but don't be fooled. The most complex problems often yield themselves to simple solutions. Here's 6 helpful tips for Imagineering. Number 1, use trigger cards or a vision board to help you recall the word that then causes the experience to rush into your mind. Number 2, use the visualization or Imagineering daily, in the morning before you get out of bed, noon after lunch, and in the evening before going to sleep. Number 3, try and actually live out the experience and not just see it as it happens in a movie, but try and be the person that's there experiencing the result. Be in the movie, not watching the movie. Number 4, take action on your hunches. Once you start using the technique, you will start to raise your intuition and get hunches to do things and take certain actions. Make sure you follow your hunches and intuition. Number 5, always imagineer or visualize before you go to sleep. You want the last thought in your mind to be those of achieving your goals before you drop off to sleep. And number 6, aim for full sensory stimulation, not just seeing, but trying to hear, taste, touch, and smell the experience of the goal being achieved.